Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen just dabble in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart. We're savvy. And we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am very excited to be bringing today's guest here. Best-selling author Meredith Alexander is the only empowerment mindset specialist who trains clients utilizing an innovative three-step butterfly effect mindset marketing system crafted for high-level professionals and entrepreneurs who want to live more boldly and use their hidden purpose, passion, and potential to thrive in an era of massive change, great challenges, and unpredictability. Meredith is no stranger to change. In 2016, when she was well into her 50s, her youngest daughter was crushed by a boulder while building schools on a Yale fellowship in South America. Her injuries were so severe that she was not expected to live. Rather than give in to the feelings of helplessness and despair, Meredith tapped into her decades of mindset training. Things that doctors called medically impossible began to occur. Against tremendous odds, Skylar survived, and Meredith instantly became her 24/7 caregiver with no known end date in sight. Today, Meredith shares the one big thing that allowed her to move from the emotional and financial trauma of a major hit to rebuilding her original business and launching a second business that's already thriving. And when she's not too busy coaching, speaking, and hosting events, Meredith and her daughter can be found romping with their three rescue dachshunds at the doggy park, scooping out vegan foodie festivals of Tampa, and being with Meredith's other daughter, Saya, and grandson, Caden. Meredith, what a story. And I just welcome you here to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all of your listeners.
It's a pleasure and an honor because your story is so amazing, and I really have to ask you, how were you able to go from getting that horrific phone call when the boulder hit Skylar and pull yourself out of the negative mindset that you had to have fallen right into when you're listening to the doctors?
Yeah, I will not kid you. I don't think there's anything that really prepares us for getting that kind of a call. You know, I think I was pretty much like every other solopreneur at that time. I was really focused on, you know, what kind of strategies and hacks could I do to really grow my business? And then all of a sudden I got the call saying that, you know, right in the middle of my busy season, my daughter had been crushed by a boulder and that she was not expected to survive. So interestingly enough, though, I really, really have become even more convinced that, at the risk of sounding cliche, that things happen for a reason, right? If this had been, say, an automobile accident here in Tampa and I would have rushed into my car and rush down there, things might have been a little bit different. As it was, I had to get all the way down to Miami because we were actually turned away by American Airlines here in Tampa. So we had to drive to Miami. We had to hop on a flight. My older daughter and I then had to hop on another flight to another town in Colombia, South America. And then we had to do a four-hour drive to this tiny little hospital. And I can tell you there's no better place to really ask some important questions. And fortunately for me, with my mindset questions, my mindset training, I started asking myself what I was going to make this mean in the context, not just of my life, but in the context of Skylar's life and all the amazing things that she had already done by the time she was 22 years old. Was I going to kind of negate them by turning the entire end result of her life be that I became the mother of a child who was killed by a boulder at a very young age? And when I asked myself that question, clearly that wasn't acceptable. So the next question became, of all the negative emotions I was feeling, the worst was feeling like I couldn't do anything. So how could I get some semblance of power back? And that's when I really started stumbling upon that concept of just try thinking one believable thought, emphasis on believable, that feels just a little bit better and gets me a little bit closer. So I was able to ask myself, look, have there ever been any miracles in human history? And of course the answer was yes, right? And have human beings ever achieved anything that other people said was impossible? Once again, the answer was yes. So inch by inch, I was able to get myself from that place of total despair to a little bit of hope and then a little bit of believing. And then from believing, get myself to a place where it started feeling like an expectation. And it felt like this weird sense of knowing. And once I got into that place, it was as if life had to transform to my vision. And that's when all of these crazy, quote unquote, impossible things began to happen in her recovery.
I'm serious, my jaw's just hanging open because how amazing it is that you were able to turn your mindset around. I've always shared so much with my kids that thoughts are things, mm-hmm. but I don't know how you were able to take,
you know what,
this event, stop your life, mm-hmm. and you managed to get out there and not only change your mindset, but then watch these miracles unfold.
It was interesting because I think as I've reflected on this, I was a huge student, I guess, of what some would call the law of attraction, but I prefer to look at the word attraction as a contraction for the words attracting the right action. So I have been a student of the law of attracting the right action, right? And ironically enough, there was so much writing on this that I felt like, you know what? I can't get this wrong. And this requires total commitment in finding that place where of knowing and expectation. And that kind of goes into where people would say to me, how can you stay so positive? How can you always look on the bright side? And what was interesting is that I would always reply, I'm not looking on the bright side. Because if you think about it, when you're looking at the bright side, the invisible story there is that you're really focused on avoiding that huge dark side, right? You're saying this thing is so ferocious and so powerful that the only prayer that I have of staying clear of it is by focusing on the light side. But energetically, it's all still about the dark side. And for me, I had to get to the point where there was no dark side, where it felt like I was 100% trusting the process and 100% buying into the expectation that this would end up being fine, whatever that new fine would be. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. It really does. Because I think when you accept that failure is not an option,
right,
it doesn't, you know, there is dark, there is light. But when you focus on moving forward, the obstacles that you face, I say it all the time, just crush them up. They become the stones on the pathway, you know,
yep.
because it's,
yep.
and sometimes, you know, it's 1 second at a time, then it gets to 1 minute at a time, then it can get to an hour at a time, you know, but every time you let that other thought come in and then it just pulls you out of where you are. So I love that you just put yourself 100% focus.
It's interesting because you just touched on something that was huge for me. And when I went into this before the boulder hit, per se, there were certain areas or things in my life, things that had transpired that even though I knew spiritually that I should feel gratitude for, I just couldn't. They were so painful. They seemed so unfair. And there were things that I felt kind of uncomfortable with or ashamed of and certainly wanted to avoid in the future, right? And ironically, after this frickin' boulder hit, I was able to look back and all of a sudden, the profound majesty of the concept of the power of duality in our experiences and in our lives and everywhere on the planet. I mean, you cannot appreciate the beauty of an individual star were it not surrounded by all that darkness, right? There's up, there's down, and the one only exists in a partnership with the other. And so I realized that had I not gone through some of the really traumatic experiences that I had been through and the things which I had been unable to define any other way but as failures, I would not be, with a level of resilience, I would not be the quote-unquote perfect mother for my daughter right then. And it was not the yay moments that I had to thank for that. It was the moments when I felt kicked so far down that I wasn't even sure if I could come up. It taught me that mindset is that kind of the sum of both of those elements, and that mindset really is when, in this case, our desire to create a miracle became stronger than the desire to give up. Yes?
Yes. So what do you think is one of the things that allowed you to turn these hits, the person personally, professionally, financially, because I'm sure this was monster, into the rocket fuel that you could go on and impact so many other people so powerfully?
You know, what was interesting is that it took stepping back a little bit. It took stepping back and realizing that maybe I've been looking for love in the wrong places, right? Maybe the answers were not dodging me. They were just answers to different questions that I hadn't really asked in the past, and questions and aspects of myself that were maybe so close to me that they fell into my blind spot. So this incredible desire, for example, to really impact people, to help transform people's lives, to help them see hidden potential, I hadn't, was such a part of me that I almost shrugged it off and said, yeah, I love doing this. In fact, you know, I would do this with friends. I would do this with artists that I represented as a booking agent. I was so passionate about it that I thought, how can I possibly turn this into something that can become business, a profession where I can grow it to a level where, you know, one of my current goals now is to positively impact 5 million people or more by 2025. That just seemed outrageous. And yet by asking different questions and asking the question like, what am I going to choose to make this mean in the context of my life? And do these thoughts feel empowering? And if they do not, why am I choosing those thoughts? Because ultimately, I take me with me wherever I go, to quote Esther Hicks. I take myself with me. And so therefore, I, and only I, have the power to ultimately make the choices of what I am thinking. And what I am thinking determines how much power I feel, how much hope I feel, and what my expectation looks like, and therefore the results that show up, and ultimately how I feel that I'm living my life.
Wow. On that note, we are going to take a quick break and thank our sponsors. We'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Meredith Alexander. And I am just marveling, you know, my brothers still call me Mary Poppins. I'm 59 because I don't care what's going to happen. I have always been able to find the bright side because there has to be, no matter what, there has to be something. So I'm going to ask, what is life like with Skylar today?
You know, it's wild. A journalist actually recently asked Skylar to describe what her life was like these days. And this is that Skylar now is, it's 26 years old. She is very, very strong, but because of the injury, she's unable to control her balance. So that makes her still 24/7 dependent. It makes talking hard. It makes everything. I mean, she literally cannot move to place by herself. And yet, when this journalist asked her the question, she said, I have a lot of fun. My mom and I laugh a lot, and we get to go out there and positively impact people all around the world, right? So it's very, very different than I would have expected it to be right now. If you'd asked me this question, you know, 5 years ago, February 19th of this year will be the fourth anniversary of the Boulder hit. And I never would have expected for us to be where it is. And yet there really is. I mean, she captured it perfectly. It has given me a new sense of purpose and a passion that I wasn't fully alive. I tell people that this crazy Boulder came into our lives not as a lesson in how to face death or challenge. It came into our lives to help us learn how to choose to live and to help others learn how to come even more alive themselves.
Is being positive always looking at the bright side, or is it accepting that there are other things, but that positive is what is the critical element?
So it's interesting because, again, I kind of go back to that duality, right? Even a battery, right, has a positive side and a negative side. And without the two, without the partnership of the two, we would not have the electricity that we have that when we insert the battery, right? So in our lives, when we can get to the point where we can ask ourselves, for example, define perfection, define bad, define right. So when we can become even more of who we have the potential to be, who we dream of being, thanks to the Boulder hit, as well as the moments of great joy, great gratitude, when it's that partnership that helps us become an even bigger, better version of ourselves, that to me is truly what we traditionally call positive. But I believe that the real positive outcome, the real amazing things are when you expect, quote unquote, success. You expect to emerge as the best version of yourself with, you know, living your bucket list every single day. And that means not necessarily jumping out of planes, but it's that sense of adventure. I'm daring to boldly go outside of my comfort zone, and I'm daring to challenge myself, knowing that I'm going to discover aspects of myself that I didn't even possibly know existed just yesterday, right? I'm empowering my experiences. I'm serving other people, and I'm open to transformation each and every day. That's what living as the best, most positive version of ourselves, I believe, really is. It's that harmony of the things that make us discover more of who we are and the things that make us celebrate it once we've found that.
Why do you think people have such a trouble making changes that are going to give them better results? Do you have a tip or two that you could share as they're going through these things?
Sure. I think that sometimes what can stop us in our tracks before we even try to make the change is that we, for some reason, believe that these changes have to be massive, and we put our focus on all of the things that we're not, and instead of inserting that word yet. So a big thing that one big thing that I would share with your listeners is falls into the category of awareness. And listen to your words, for example. So for example, if I was to say to you, my challenge is finishing what I start, what do you think, Dori, is the most powerful word in that sentence?
Start.
It's actually the word, that's a great guess. It's actually the word is. Because
it is
right. Your present tense, what it is. A lot, most people would say challenge, right? But the most powerful word in that sentence is the word is. That's your present tense. And I have the little kind of saying that tense can create tension if you're not paying attention. Because your tense, the tense that you're using, is the programming code neurologically for your subconscious, right? That is what you were saying. This is the is, right? This is reality. This is what, this is what we also are programming ourselves to create going forward. So even when we make a statement like I'm looking forward to, most of the time we're not. We're looking forward. We're looking backwards. We're not looking forward to because all of our focus is on what has already happened or what we're seeing around us right in this moment. So for your listeners, listen to your present tenses. What are you saying? Are you saying I am not good at? What's your present tense? Your amness of not being good at, right? Or my challenge is, or I am trying to. Well, it's the state of constantly trying. Is this making sense, Dori?
Yes, it is. It is. Yep. And I hate that we're actually ending this interview. I'd like this to continue on and on. So before you leave, I want to ask you about the butterfly effect system and, share that with us as we're closing out here.
Sure. So one of my favorite programs is called the Butterfly Effect, because I think that, again, going back to people trying to make huge changes, where the butterfly effect is a perfect evidence that instead, if we make incremental little daily changes, we can have massive results, which is what this butterfly program is, 90 days of small little steps. So what I would like to do actually for your listeners is I want to give them like one of the exercises for one of the days, one of the 90 days within the butterfly effect. And it's this incredible hack for four powerful questions that if you are feeling stuck, if you're in the middle of a dilemma, if you have a big decision, these are the four questions that are absolutely critical to ask if you don't want to make a big misstep or quote unquote a mistake, right? These are the questions. So we'll have a little link here in the program notes where your listeners can click and it can click on that and actually get the four powerful questions that absolutely everyone should ask when you're in the middle of making a big decision.
Well, I'm going to thank you in advance for that, for myself and for our listeners. And I certainly hope that you take advantage of it. And as we're closing out, Meredith, please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
Perfect. So if you're interested in the Butterfly Effect or some of our other kind of coaching programs, then check us out on GritMindsetAcademy.com. Or if you're interested in having a speak on your stages, then go to actually my speaking site, which is MeredithAlexander.com. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And Dori, thank you so much for doing this wonderful program for all of us and all that you do to make the world an incredible place.
Oh, thank you. You know, we each do our part. Collectively, we make a choir. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And I thank you. It's been an honor to get to hear your story, to get to share this with our listeners. You know, my best to Skylar and getting out there and making a difference. You know, each of us have our gifts. And I love that you continue to share yours and hers with the world. So for all of you tuning in here on Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. We are getting ready to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. She is you. So until the next time we're here, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is